HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Imagine Me by Tahereh Mafi. Performed by Kate Simses, Vikas Adam, and James Foey. Ella. Juliet. In the dead of night, I hear birds. I hear them, I see them, I close my eyes and feel them, feathers shuddering in the air, bending the wind, wings grazing my shoulders when they ascend, when they alight. Discordant shrieks ring and echo. How many? Hundreds. White birds, white with streaks of gold like crowns atop their heads. They fly. They soar through the sky with strong, steady wings, masters of their destinies. They used to make me hope. Never again. I turn my face into the pillow, digging fingers into cotton flesh as the memories crash into me. "Do you like them?" she says. We're in a big, wide room that smells like dirt. There are trees everywhere, so tall they nearly touch the pipes and beams of the open ceiling. Birds, dozens of them, screech as they stretch their wings. Their calls are loud, a little scary. I try not to flinch as one of the large white birds swoops past me. It wears a bright neon green bracelet around one leg. They all do. This doesn't make sense. I remind myself that we're indoors, the white walls, the concrete floor under my feet, and I look up at my mother, confused. I've never seen Mom smile so much. Mostly she smiles when Dad is around or when she and Dad are off in the corner, whispering together. But right now it's just me and Mom and a bunch of birds, and she's so happy. I decide to ignore the funny feeling in my stomach. Things are better when Mom is in a good mood. "Yes," I lie. "I like them a lot." Her eyes brighten. "I knew you would. Emmeline didn't care for them, but you? You've always been a bit too fond of things, haven't you, darling? Not at all like your sister." Somehow her words come out mean. They don't seem mean, but they sound mean. I frown. I'm still trying to figure out what's happening when she says, "I had one as a pet when I was about your age. Back then, they were so common we could never be rid of them." She laughs, and I watch her as she watches a bird mid-flight. "One of them lived in a tree near my house, and it called my name whenever I walked past. Can you imagine?" Her smile fades as she asks the question. Finally, she turns to look at me. "They're very nearly extinct now. You understand why I couldn't let that happen." "Of course," I say, but I'm lying again. There is little I understand about Mom. She nods.
"These are a special sort of creature. Intelligent. They can speak, dance, and each of them wears a crown."
She turns away again, staring at the birds the way she stares at all the things she makes for work, with joy.
"The sulfur-crested cockatoo mates for life," she says, "just like me and your father."
The sulfur-crested cockatoo.